Hello, this is Pastor Stolz, and welcome to our Ascension Worship. There are several scripture readings for this service, and I'm going to give them to you now and then again at the time of the reading for those who wish to follow along, to give them time to look them up. The first reading will be Acts chapter 1. Verses 1 through 11. The second reading is Psalm 47. The third reading, Mark 16, 14 to 20. And the closing hymn is 2:15. And we begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Lord be with you and with your spirit. And let us pray. Direct us, O Lord, in all our actions by your gracious favor, and further us with your continual help, that in all works begun, continued, and ended in your name, we may glorify your holy name, and finally, by your mercy, receive eternal life, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The first scripture reading, Acts chapter 1, verses 1 to 11. The former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and to teach until the day in which he was taken up. After that, he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion in many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall baptize with the Holy Ghost in not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And when he had said these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And behold, two men stood by in white apparel, which also said, You men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. So far. And now the commentary. The apostles look up to heaven. Since Christ ascended, the church fixes her eyes there, looking longingly until he comes again. Also, here the longing for Christ's return breaks through. Now, Psalm 47. Clap your hands, all ye people, shout unto God with the voice of trumpet. For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. He shall subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob, whom he loved. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with a shout of the trumpet. Sing praises to God, sing praises, sing praises unto our King, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding, God reigneth over the heathen. God sitteth upon the throne of his holiness. The princes of the earth are gathered together, even the people of the God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong to God. He is greatly exalted. So far. The second scripture reading, St. Mark 16, verses 14 to 20. Afterward, he appeared to the leaven themselves as they sat at the table. And he upbraided them for their unbelief and the hardness of their heart, because they had not believed those who saw him after he had risen. And he said unto them, Go into all the world and preach the gospel to the whole creation. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will accompany you who believe. In my name you will cast out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will not hurt them. They will lay their hands on the sick, and they will recover. So then the Lord Jesus, after he had spoken to them, was taken up into heaven and sat down to the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the message by signs and attended it. Amen. So far. The commentary. As the completion of the past, our Lord did not ascend until he had gathered up the threads of his earthly ministry. He confirmed the doubting faith of the apostles by clear evidence of his resurrection. He gave them their final commission to go into all the world and to preach to all the creation. He instituted the sacrament of holy baptism as a pledge of salvation and gave solemn warnings of the danger of unbelief. He who disbelieves will be condemned. He gave them his last promise of supernatural assistance and of miraculous power to be exercised in his name, as evidence to his disciples of the reality of their mission, as the inauguration of the future. Not until the Lord had completed his work was he received up with triumph into heaven and exalted to the right hand of God. The departure of their master was the signal for the activity of his followers. They went forth and preached everywhere, strong in the power of their ascended Lord, and the attestation afforded by many miracles. So far. My sermon text is from Mark chapter 16, verse 19. So then the Lord Jesus, after he had spoken to them, was taken up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. So far. Do you suppose that if you ask the average Christian, or better yet, the average Lutheran, what event do we celebrate today, that they would answer the ascension of Christ into heaven? The Ascension appears to be the forgotten festival of the church year. Perhaps it's because it has not been commercialized like Christmas and Easter. And we shouldn't expect the world to give attention to a day which commemorates our Lord's Ascension. It is, however, surprising that Christian people should neglect to observe our Savior's glorious return to heaven, marking the completion of the redemption of the entire world which Jesus came to do here on earth. The ascension of Jesus occurred on the 40th day after his resurrection from the dead. And these 40 days were used by Jesus for the good of his disciples. Jesus would not return to heaven until he had settled the fact of his resurrection. And during these 40 days, he therefore showed himself to different people at different places. He was seen by individuals and small groups. Small groups who could the more carefully examine him because they were alone with him. On one occasion, he showed himself to about 500 people. And many, I suppose, had seen the crucifixion and witnessed his death, now firmly established by the fact of his resurrection from the dead. Again, Jesus stayed these 40 days after his resurrection for the purpose of comforting and instructing his disciples and to prepare them for this final separation. He therefore taught them to understand that it was good for them that he should go away, that the Comforter might come to him who would guide them into all of truth. He gave them instructions on how they would go into all the world with his gospel, directing them to wait in Jerusalem for the coming of God's Spirit upon them. Jesus would not return to his glory until he had prepared his disciples for their future destiny. When this was accomplished, he was ready for his ascension, which we shall now examine. St. Mark writes of the ascension of Jesus in the most simple language. He was received up into heaven. On the 40th day after his resurrection, Jesus took his disciples to Bethany on the Mount of Olives. And after the Lord had spoken once more to his disciples, behold, he talked about the world mission that they had been commissioned for. He lifted up his hands for a final blessing. It was then that he was received up into heaven. St. Mark also records in very simple language, without explanation, and sat on the right hand of God. This, of course, cannot be taken to represent a locality because God is a spirit. To be given a place next to a distinguished person has always been regarded as an honor and a distinction. Christ's session at the right hand of God is therefore his exaltation according to his human nature. God hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee would bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Although our text does not speak of it, I would like to direct our attention to our own ascension. Christ's ascension is a pledge of our own. The very fact of his ascension is a guarantee that he is keeping his promise that he gave to his disciples, "I go to prepare a place for you." He will call us and receive us as his own to share with him the glories of heaven forever. And it's not surprising that St. Paul said, "I have a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better." There are many ways to hell, but there's only one way to heaven. Many different ways to God and to heaven have been invented by man in their own conceit. In other words, that any way will do. But this is not true. Our Lord Jesus Christ, our ascended Lord who has gone to prepare a place for us in heaven, who knows, said in words that cannot be misunderstood, "I am the way, No one comes to the Father but by me. If in any way of our choosing would suffice, then there would have been no need for Christ to come down from heaven, to obey the law in our place, to suffer the curse of the law as our substitute, that he might become the way of salvation for all of mankind. God forbid that we should ever think of any other way than by faith in Christ the crucified. Scripture declares, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. Amen." And let us confess our sins. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Ascension Litany. Thanks be to you, most gracious God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, for the revelation of yourself in this our world, and for your commission of your church to proclaim the gospel of Christ to every creature. Thanks be to you, O God, for the early disciples who were sent forth by Christ to proclaim the coming of the kingdom. We praise you, O God, for the apostles of nations who, in obedience to his word, carried out the gospel throughout the entire world. We praise you, O God, for the missionaries known and unknown who first brought the gospel to these shores. We praise you, O God, for all the faithful who in ages of darkness kept their lamps burning and watched for the coming of our Lord. We praise you, O God, for all who at any time have recall the church to her great task of evangelization, the world. We praise you, O God, for those who have gone to the ends of the earth with the joyful news and have sought out the dark places to bring light to them that dwell in the shadow of death. We praise you, O God, for the messengers who have joined the noble army of the martyrs, and for all the converts to the faith who have sealed their testimony with their blood. We praise you, O God, for the innumerable company who now praise your name out of every kindred and nation. We praise you, O God. Alleluia. Amen. We humbly acknowledge, O Lord, our unworthiness of your mercies, and confess how little we have done to hand them on in freedom and fullness, the faith which was brought to us so many perils and purchased with such pain. O Lord, forgive our past unfaithfulness, our neglected opportunities, our deafness to your call, our small sacrifice for such a great cause, our forgetfulness of those who have gone forth relying on our prayers. Forgive us, O Lord. We beseech you to hear us, O Lord, that you would stir up the hearts of your faithful people to greater obedience and unite the church to face the world's great need, that you would send forth laborers into your harvest. Hear us, we beseech you, O Lord, that those who have gone forth may be supported by your presence and guided by your counsel and filled with your power. Hear us, we beseech you, O Lord. And finally, O Lord, we pray to you to give all the professing Christians living in foreign lands a sense of their responsibility that they may adorn the doctrine of our Savior by their good example and so commend the faith to others. And we beseech you to hasten the time when the gospel shall be preached to all nations and the whole world will be filled with the knowledge of your love. O God of all nations, help us to remember the multitudes who have been created in your image, yet not know the fullness of your truth. And according to your love, the love of your Son, Jesus Christ, grant that by the prayers and the labors of your church, they may be delivered from unbelief and brought to worship through you. Through him, you have sent to be our salvation, the resurrection, and the life of all the faithful. Yes, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee, be gracious unto us. Lift up your countenance upon thee and give us your peace. Amen. Hymn 215, Draw Us to Thee.